Chance to win a fully serviced plot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
The Share Jesus Boldly movement keeps leveling up, and we want you to be a part of it. Follow the Share Jesus Boldly WhatsApp channel. Just open WhatsApp, go to updates, search for Share Jesus Boldly, and click follow to get tools, tips, and resources to help you share your faith every day. Share the channel with your friends and anyone who wants a community of like-minded believers, a place where we inspire, empower, and equip each other for the Great Commission. Let's share Jesus boldly together.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Government says that Cumming still punishable but must not disrupt learning. Agri-expert calls on government to be practical on value addition. And Madagascar cyclone death toll rises to 59 as devastation mounts. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamuna. The Ministry of Education has clarified the handling of learners who report late for school, stressing that while late coming remains a punishable offence, pupils must not send home as this disrupts their learning. Permanent Secretary for Education Services Kelvin Mambo said pupils who report late should still face disciplinary action, but such measures must not interfere with their right to education. Dr. Mambo explained that sending pupils home contradicts the ministry's guidelines because it denies them valuable learning time. Late coming is recognized as an offense. It is disruptive and retrogressive. However, schools are expected to administer corrective and constructive disciplinary measures that promote reflection and personal growth without disrupting lessons, said Dr. Mambo in a statement issued to RCV News and Osaka today. He also reminded school administrators that corporal punishment remains abolished and is strictly prohibited. Dr. Mambwe further called on parents and guardians to play an active role in ensuring that learners report to school on time, noting that discipline begins at home and that collaboration between families and schools is key to reinforcing punctuality and responsibility among learners. He said the ministry remains committed to upholding standards that prepare learners not only for academic excellence but also for responsible citizenship. The Department of Immigration on Sunday apprehended 349 people during a large-scale cleanup operation conducted across various parts of Lusaka with support from other security agencies. Immigration Public Relations Officer Namartin Shinka says those picked up included 209 individuals claiming Zambian citizenship, 87 Burundians, 45 Congolese nationals, 3 Tanzanians, 3 persons of unknown nationality, 1 Indian and 1 Ugandan. Mr. Shinka says following a comprehensive screening exercise, 212 people were released unconditionally. Among those released were the 209 Zambians who proved their citizenship, said Mr. Shinka in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said 2 Burundians and 1 Congolese national were also released after producing valid documentation confirming their lawful stay in the country. Meanwhile, 27 women, 19 Burundians and 8 Congolese nationals were instructed to report to immigration headquarters on February 16 for further verification. Mr. Shinka said the remaining 110 individuals have been detained pending additional screening. He further said those still in custody include 64 Burundians, 39 Congolese nationals, 3 Tanzanians, 2 individuals whose nationalities are yet to be established, 1 Indian and 1 Ugandan. Mr. Nshinka reiterated that while Zambia remains a welcome nation, all foreign nationals are required to possess a valid documentation and adhere to the conditions of their stay.
The Department of Immigration in Lusaka on 15th February 2026 apprehended 349 persons during a cleanup operation conducted in various parts of the city with the support of other security wings. Those apprehended were 209 persons claiming Zambian citizenship, 87 Burundians, 45 Congolese, 3 Tanzanians, 3 persons of unknown nationalities, 1 Indian and 1 Ugandan. Following a comprehensive screening exercise, 212 persons were released unconditionally. Among those released were 209 Zambians who proved their citizenship, as well as 2 Burundians and 1 Congolese national.
Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has expressed concern over the slow pace at which the policy on value addition is being implemented in the agriculture sector. Mr. Banda says it is disappointing that many agricultural products continue to leave the country without undergoing any form of value addition. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda cited soybeans, maize meal and mangoes as some of the products that are exported in raw form instead of being processed locally. There is need for government to be intentional about value addition by ensuring that every province is equipped with value addition machinery, said Mr. Banda. He added that it is unfair for government to consistently preach value addition without taking the lead in establishing the necessary infrastructure. Mr. Banda further stressed that strengthening value addition in the agriculture sector would enable farmers to earn more income for their produce and contribute meaningfully to the country's economic growth.
We should really be, you know, looking at enhancing and putting up policies that help us to really make it mainstay. And you cannot talk about mainstay without value addition, really, you know, talking about these value chain and ensuring that, you know, we really develop, whether it's a soya value chain, whether it's a maize value chain, all these, we need to develop them into value chain, you know, from market, from farm to...
The non-governmental gender organization coordinating council, NGOCC, has welcomed President Hagainde Hichilema's renewed call for decisive continental action to end child marriage. President Hagainde Hichilema, who serves as the African Union champion on ending child marriage, made the clarion call on the margins of the 39th ordinary sessions of the AU Assembly held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe commended Mr. Hichilema for his continued leadership, describing his call as timely and critical in accelerating efforts to eliminate child marriage across the continent. Zambia, like many of its neighbors, continues to grapple with the challenge of child marriages, a harmful practice that deprives young girls of their rights, education, health and future opportunities, said Ms. Katebe in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. She said that while prevalence rates dropped from 29% in 2018 to 23.9% in 2024, significant work remains. Ms. Katebe has since urged government to demonstrate sustained commitment by increasing resource allocation towards programs aimed at combating child marriage. She said that 2027 national budget must prioritize funding for districts heavily affected by the vice, support social and behavioral change initiatives, strengthen reporting systems, financial remedy interventions, and reinforce existing protection mechanisms across the country. In African news, the death toll from Cyclone Gazan, which slammed into Madagascar's east coast on February 10, has risen to 59, with 15 people still missing and more than 16,000 displaced, the country's disaster agency announced on Monday. Most fatalities occurred in Tomasina, Madagascar's second largest city of 400,000, where the cyclone made landfall with winds reaching 250 kilometers per hour. The destruction is extensive, approximately 25,000 homes destroyed, 27,000 flooded and over 200 classrooms wrecked. The city now operates on just 5% of its electricity and remains without running water. Coming up shortly, pressure grows for release of remaining Venezuelan political prisoners. This and for more, stay tuned.
cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital.